KJZZ is supported by AARP Phoenix, proud to support KJZZ's series, The State of Aging, which explores the reality of an aging society. More information about caregiving at aarp.org/phoenix.
For people diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, short-term memory fades first. And while this may not seem like the best time in a person's life to start learning a new skill, researchers at the Mayo Clinic are realizing that learning is not only possible, it could also have long-term benefits for patients as their dementia progresses. In part two of The State of Aging in the Valley, KJZZ's Carrie Young reports from the Education Desk.
Anne and John Avart have been married for 22 years, but John remembers the day they met in Dublin, Ireland, like it was yesterday. They were at a friend's house and...
in walked this good-looking blue-eyed doll, and all of a sudden, I used my best male voice to say, "Well, hello, how are you?"
Old memories like this are easy for Avart to recall, but it's new memories, like what he ate for dinner last night, or if he went to his appointments at the VA, that just aren't sticking these days.
I was diagnosed with an MRI that my brain has shrunk a little bit, has gotten some white spots, I think they call them.
Avart has something known as mild cognitive impairment, which is a very early stage of Alzheimer's. He says the diagnosis was scary at first, but lately he's been finding success with a new program aimed at making the most of his procedural memory, which uses a different part of the brain, one that stays healthier for longer as dementia progresses.
We're not asking them to learn a new list of facts. We're asking them to learn a new process.
That's Donna Locke, a psychologist at the Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale. She says a new program there called Habit is trying to do just that, create new habits in their patients with mild cognitive impairment.
This is procedural memory, and that's a different type of neuroanatomical network than our short-term memory system.
Locke explains that her team trains small groups of patients and their caregivers to develop habits that promote self-sufficiency and overall health. The goal is to help patients stay more independent for longer. The sessions at Mayo include things like diet and exercise plans, and it even helps patients make time for brain games. But for Locke's team, the most important habit they're trying to create is to learn to effectively use a written agenda and calendar.
Do you have any appointments next Monday?
I joined Avart and Locke for one of their recent training sessions. Locke says repetition is key when it comes to making actions stick and turn into habits.
What do you have going on this weekend?
Boy. Dinner with the neighbors on Saturday evening.
Locke says she hopes that eventually when Avart or any of her patients with mild cognitive impairment doesn't know the answer to a scheduling question, they'll do something like this.
For a moment, they might think, oh gosh, how am I going to answer this question? But their hand is reaching for that pocket to pull out that book. That's what the procedural memory system that we need to kick into place does for them, is it helps them kind of do this automatic, I'm going to pull here.
And while Locke's team hasn't yet researched whether habit development like this can have meaningful physiological impacts in slowing the onset of dementia, they are seeing gains in patient and caregiver happiness and quality of life, something Avart's wife, Anne, says she can attest to.
It has taken a lot of stress off me, or maybe stress is the wrong word, maybe just frustration, a little irritability, oh, come on. Do I have to answer every question? Now, I hardly ever have to answer a question. He just checks. He's become much more independent.
She says that independence is important right now because she and John would like to continue their more social habits, like dancing, which is one of their favorites.
At our ages, it is slow dancing.
Anything that has a smooch in it.
For Anne and John, it's their old and new skills alike that are helping them to live in the moment each day because they say they just don't know what the future holds. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.